special show is run completely by trained chimps, unless you mean the disabled population of which there are 650 million of us worldwide.
Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your call. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them.
Trust us when we say it's been done. Not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network. Like we said at the top of the announcement, this show is run by trained idiots. We may have other idiots in the control booth who...
Well, we also want to tell you that this show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors. We say mathematics majors, sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs, who are looking at you, autism speaks, even though you changed your motto, fact doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators.
The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who is involved in the Northeast US election, that includes Donald Trump. Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neurotypicals, which is defined as one or more groups who have considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you are normal. Please go to your doctor and get your head checked. In the meantime, enjoy and keep pressing play.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Black Hood and Johnny. Red Hood seems to be having some, maybe caught up in traffic or something.
Right. I'm right here.
So,
oh, God. Ow. Ow.
I know you.
Right. I'm here. Sorry. What did I miss?
I know you threw a black eye.
How have you been, Pinky?
Nothing. I'm good. I guess we could start on the first topic since Red Hood is
right.
Behind.
On with the show.
A bit.
Just a tad behind?
Yes. So.
Right, so the Bustle article.
I guess. Yes. About all 90s stuff. All the 9 things that relate to the Halloween. And being weird, which,
which, by the way, is also a very good thing.
All of us here have. Yes, yeah. Being weird and being odd and strange, that's great. You can't really...
All right, where's Red Hood? Ready? Ready, where are you?
He's still running... He's still having issues, apparently. He must be having really bad issues. I guess computer problems, which in the 90s did have. Yes.
Think he needs to get off the...
What was the weirdest thing?
I think he needs to get off the phone.
Did you guys experience any of the things? Did you guys have experienced anything on this list? Because I know I experienced quite a bit of these things.
Yeah, same here, actually. But, it's interesting, though, too, because, like you get used to it after a while. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. It's like, it's kind of a point where it's like, okay, so we actually had to sing and do a dance and gain candy. That's kind of hard to believe.
I've never
now
had to do that.
People don't. I had to. That was one
Sucks
thing.
For you.
that I had. Yeah. Did you? I have never experienced. There's things I have experienced, and things I haven't on here, on this list.
People giving up money. What? What am I gonna do with that?
I think
what
that,
am I gonna do
that
with,
one I experienced.
What am I gonna do with a roll of pennies?
That was right.
Hey, you know what I found like really bizarre though? It was like how weird people were during Halloween and how crazy people were about it. I'm like, really, guys? Really? You know?
What about how little girls dressed up like Britney Spears? And I hate to say it, but
you were one
something
of them.
I was one of them, and now I look back and go, I could have been something better, but to my account, I did dress up as a pink lady when trying to portray that, and I worked out better than what I was actually supposed to be, so I guess to my credit, it all worked out.
Yep.
So... can't really complain about that when Pink Lady is 50s grease worked out better in my favor than anything else. So
yeah, pretty much.
And I wonder where Red Hood is.
Red Hood, where the bloody hell are you?
Is he stuck in traffic?
Most likely he is.
Yes, especially since he's an MI5 agent who likes to steal violence.
Nobody's supposed to know that. Hush.
What else is...
Well, you blown his cover.
Right.
Way to go, Pink Hood. Way to go.
But what else are we supposed to do when... When there's only limited time to do things as well.
Yeah, at least, yeah, Halloween was bigger
than either.
Mine.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's like.
Yes.
What? Why is there Christmas decorations up already?
Now it's like... I hate the fact that now Christmas... that people are already finished up Christmas shopping. Finished up Christmas
shopping. Yeah, I know. It makes me just
August?
It makes me want to slap them.
It's not just that. There's actually Christmas items in the stores now.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Like, okay, why am I looking at this in October in a certain houseware store?
Yeah, right? It's like, why? No? It's just stupid.
It is.
I agree. It's like, okay, so Christmas, and it's not even Halloween?
Yep.
So, you're expecting everyone to shop now for things? That doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen. It's the equivalent of going, please shop, please spend. We like your money. Please, we like your money. Go ahead, go shop. Go shop now. Sure, that goes well. It's like, so what more?
Oh, this just in. Colin Powell is voting for Pinkhood, I hate to interrupt you, but Colin Powell announces he's voting for Clinton.
Oh, great. That's great news.
Yeah.
It's about time. It really is. Especially when this election has made a lot of people question what's actually going on.
Yep. I mean, to be honest, though, I'd vote for Trump only if he ran for the Democratic run. That's the only time I would have ever voted for Trump. If he voted Democrat, I would have no problem with him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, though, Allison, go ahead.
It's okay. He's definitely not exactly the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Stable person?
The most, yeah, I agree. But, I mean, he's entertaining to listen to, at least. You know?
Yeah, he is. It's like, so it's the craziness of him. It's like, it would be different if he was more stable. Oh, right here.
Yep.
So we can finally get
on
our topic.
Where the hell were you, Mr. MI5?
Sorry, sorry, Mr. SAS. Listen, stupid fucking computer issues. You know how Q is. Anyway, what were you talking about? Who's interesting? Who? It better not be my bomb expert. Who's interesting? Who?
The fact, of course, that Colin Powell is running for office is actually voting. I meant to say Colin Powell is voting for Clinton.
You said he was just running for office.
I meant to say he's voting for Clinton.
Clinton, what on earth would he do that he wouldn't vote for
Actually,
Clinton?
He would.
He is.
Why don't we get started on our first topic, which is kind of
the
mention of.
Yes.
Let's
get started on the business of the show. Yes, and we have a birthday to celebrate. And a new season to celebrate, which is we have hit our 606th episode. That's right.
Yeah.
It's our 600th episode and the not so cool Halloween. So, really, we've got a fantastic episode. Season, which means episode one of six, one of the 600 and season eight. So now down to business.
I'm in an icy mood today. That's why you hear the ice.
It's pretty.
So we begin tonight with Fear of Clowns. Now, Fear of Clowns and everything that goes with them.
Oh, dear.
At your local circus, at your local library, at your local bar, and even the 90s when we were growing up, when we just didn't notice them as walking dogs. Really. Blackwood, what do you think about this?
I think all clowns should burn. To be honest with you, because I hate clowns.
Wait, aren't we forgetting one topic about the 90s and being weird? I thought we were
what
still
do you
on
think
that.
I'm getting into? In the 90s, the 90s traditions were harmless.
Yes. Now, of course, we have clowns running around with AK-47s.
Yeah.
I mean, when AK-47s and non-hocus pocus things and
later.
No, I know, but I'm just setting the scene, people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the thing is that, really,
okay.
I could bust up a clown in a bar, because I have an MI5, and I work for MI5, so I have gadgets. But, at the same time, you know, when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
it was harmless. You can go as a clown and not be shot by anybody else. You can go as a witch and not be shot by anybody else. Today, you can go behind a tree and be shot by somebody else.
Exactly. It's horrible.
It doesn't work anymore. Like, the notion of
clowns being a good costume for kids has now gone out that window very fast.
I mean, you can't really, you know, if you're a technology geek, the closest you can come up with is a damn iPhone. You know? Closest to you can't even dress up as the antenna anymore. God forbid if you
dress up
as the
remote. Right, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, God forbid if you just dress up as the road.
No, you know what else is bad too, though? Red Hood,
right.
Is that, of course, you can't... All right. You can't even dress up as bloody Fidel Castro anymore without getting flack for it.
Or the best ones, right, in the 90s, right? You can taking candy from strangers
was allowed,
right? Allowed, right? So we took plenty of candy from strangers, right? But then it progressed to taking money from strangers, right?
Right.
Oh,
good. What am I gonna do? Roll pennies, buy a stick of gum.
No.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Ugh, it's crazy.
Yeah, but then you make sure that the stick of gum actually. You make sure that you have enough money to purchase that stick of gum too.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but in the '90s, you didn't have things like Jack's or the 99 cent store. Or we did, but we just didn't know about them. Right.
Oh, we had a 99 cent store.
Right. You know, having to perform to receive your treat. Now it's having to be whacked, so you can't receive your treat and get a blow to the head. You know,
right.
In the olden days, you could pull out somebody's underwear and it was harmless.
But no, that would be not exactly that would lead to problems.
But
death.
No. It would be, you know, now in the 2000s, in naughty aughts, right? In the past 2000s, really, it is not uncomfortable to hear. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something to eat. If you don't, I don't care. I will pull down your underwear. Right.
Right.
Where did we even get that from?
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
Mate.
What?
Incredibles 2 and Toy Story 4.
Yeah, I'm not surprised now.
What?
I ain't surprised.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Right. So, but then,
great show. Great old TV show, by the way.
What?
Reboot?
Reboot is a good TV show, but it's also a good Halloween costume. I mean, the thing is.
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
But yes,
quite right.
Yes, but the funnier thing, I guess. Pink Hood, wouldn't you agree that the pretended those neighbors that who pretended they were at home,
mm-hmm.
right, would they
yes
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't the thing is, I mean, the classic one is staying home and not going through. I think the classic really is those neighbors who pretend that they're home. So they have like really, really loud mm-hmm. music, and it's usually Tchaikovsky, or it's usually Beethoven, mm-hmm. or it's
yeah, those are usually the people that annoy me the most.
No. And then they go, trick or treat! Every 45 seconds, trick or treat! Trick or treat! Trick or!
All right, that's it. Red Hood, yeah. Get the breach charge. No, no, no. Red Hood.
Going back
to the neighbors who pretended that they weren't home.
That's it, Red Hood. Get
the hammer. We are breaching the door.
Get the fire hose.
Right.
The fire hose. Right. Ready on my aim. One.
Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole.
You know that kind of thing. The best one is you didn't expect it, so they go trick or wait, you know, do anything yet?
No.
Right. But then the best one, the best one of all.
No, you don't need.
No, but the best one of all in the 90s was a number of people dressed up like a slave and went, "Oops, I did it again," and you knew. You knew that probably their mother said, okay, just for one night, and then didn't know that it was going to be their entire teenage years.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number of times Jamie Lee Curtis escaped Mike Myers. Yeah, that is true.
Or the Hulk. Wouldn't fly today. Well,
right.
Let's see. Sticking your hand in a brown paper bag without knowing what was inside.
Right.
Turns
I got a rock.
Like,
all right. Next article.
You know, but wait. But the best, I think the best one was, when. In terms of the brown paper bag thing.
Oh, God, what now?
The brown paper bag. What? I'm very busy right now.
Don't you have to get...
Well,
what?
I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
Wasn't
that private...
Pokemon very big in the 90s?
I apologize for that.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. MI5 just right. called looking for you. Yes.
I'll take this.
Right.
Excuse me for one second. No, I'm not in Bosnia. No, I'm not. No. Look, Kent Ford do it. He's wanking off. No, I'm not going to be your... Are you? You're not asking me to be your booby trap again. No, we're not gonna do that again. No, we did it the last time. Remember, it failed. The one with the no. You remember the cat? The catwalk. The one. Anyway.
Redhead.
Yeah, I need to go.
Redhead.
Oh God. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Redhead.
Hold on. No.
To actually go.
Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Red Hood, come
on. No.
We kind of have to go on to the other subject.
Moving on.
Red Hood, come on.
Right, so...
All right,
Red
on the Pokemon
on.
Go Halloween
come
event.
Come on, Red Hood.
Yes?
Yes.
So,
switch.
So anyway, the Pokemon, right. Pokemon Go and Halloween. What in the world?
Why not?
I mean,
very true. Why not?
Yep.
you've got to catch
change.
Them all.
I guess what's the best way to catch them all on Halloween?
Candy.
When everybody's out.
Are people...
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's a whole ghost-type Pokemon,
really?
So...
I mean, they're ghost-type Pokemon, yes, but, like...
I guess one way to get people...
Also, a lot of psychic-class Pokemon.
Yes, psychic,
oh, yeah.
Too. Psychic and ghost.
But I think... I've been into the Game Boy Pokemon, not the Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I admit, I haven't played it yet.
I mean...
It's kind of pointless. I stopped playing it last week. Awkward silence.
Yes, because we're making sure everyone could be heard.
Yeah.
Too.
Way to break the fourth wall. Anyway.
Fourth wall.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And we haven't even been
fourth
on the show for an hour and, well, for half an hour, and the fourth wall has already been broken.
Mm.
This is why the show is called Satirically Challenged.
Yes. I guess it was properly named that.
Yeah.
I guess you can't really deny the name being really.
Pokemon Go has even said that they're trying to encourage players to get within a walking game update of the games recently that have a body system, because that way
they're trying to make up for falling popularity.
Well, we knew that it was going to be a fad,
mm-hmm.
and then it was going to die out. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can't really catch them all.
Right.
In one night. It doesn't happen. It's not like Christmas, you know, where there's...
I'm sure that people have tried.
Yeah. And the one...
That's
tried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the
true,
one person
you're right.
tried, really, has got to be... in the middle of the United States who has nothing, you know.
Right. Let's just say the Google Play Store, the game dropped to number 59 on charts.
Shit.
59th most popular game. So it went way down.
Of course. It's bound to go way down. But I think the best thing that you've got in your arsenal, I mean...
I'd say play it on your 3DS. You'll be entertained for hours.
Yeah, that's about
pretty much.
Very true.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about issues with having issues when it comes to having an actual Pokeballs too.
You can just buy them in the game.
True. And that's much better than going through it and having to deal with all the challenges that are associated with it. So. It only means that there's going to be issues ahead, too.
I mean, the issues ahead are really everything to do with how can it go, you know?
Yeah.
I mean... How long?
Yeah, you're right.
How long can it go?
Because the fag will only be around for only a certain point of time before it goes into a situation of being very bleak as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. It was meant to be a 90s game, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're right.
I mean,
you're right.
I mean, you know,
mentioning 90s game, which is okay, understandable, but you can't expect people to just jump on a Pokemon craze when it's exact, when it may not exactly be able to.
Well, yeah,
able
yeah.
to
I mean,
get game.
I mean, and able to
gain any. And,
I mean, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. But then, last in our series of stuff, we referred to,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Black Hood earlier had to, he referred to clowns. The fact that he hates them. I hate clowns. I don't hate them as, I like to create them. I don't like when they scare me behind a tree. Now.
Right. Yes.
I mean, and one person has basically had a guide to defending clowns, right? As if you can actually defend a scary clown.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
it's martial arts. Now, the clown is coming towards
right.
you. You can do the head thing, which is covering your head. The other
mm-hmm.
thing, which is run and hide. But then,
right.
the FBI has had a long, long, long history at trying to catch clowns.
Right.
The U.S. apparently the it's had a long history.
Yeah.
It's had a long history
yeah.
of, in spite of its association with
mm-hmm.
people, have historically been first and foremost in entertainment, acting, and circus, right? With theatrics and colorful makeup.
Right.
Nevertheless, the question remains, have they really provided much positivity?
Hmm.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, depending on the clown that... Okay. The clown that you are, right? The type of clown
mm-hmm.
that you are. A circus
right.
clown? Fine. A horror clown is different than a circus.
Right, yeah.
I mean, let's just make that distinction right off the bat. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've hunted down horror clowns in my MI5 job, and I have very much pleasure in doing it. I know where you hide. I know where you hide. I know exactly what you wear, what kind of makeup you wear, where you go shopping for it, and I might be that person at the counter letting you up. But you wouldn't know that because you're in clown makeup. But anyway, like,
right.
the thing is, we're being for real. For real. The thing is that, really, when you defend yourself against a clown, there are plenty of clowns. There's Army of Clowns, there's Purge Day Clowns, there's this and there's that. And the difference in clowns and tire from clowns of, and then clowns like Charlie Chaplin, which you don't have to think about, right? Those come out of the white face clowns are not the ones that I'm scared about. You know, it's
which
the clowns that
afraid about.
The clowns that are horror clowns, clowns like It, the clowns that are like, you know, any and then
It.
But then, clowns have also taken to social media as well. You know, clowns can social media.
Yes.
Now, do I do make friends with the
which
clown?
Can... Right. Which can be very scary, very eerie. As well.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Because you don't expect a clown to go... expect a clown to go come and be in... come into play and go, yes, I'm... I want... I'm going to look and do... shit scare you. No, that's not good at all. That's not even... worth thinking about. It's not even something you just go, oh, yes, yes. Oh,
but
crap.
It is kind of funny if a clown is saying, shows of images of clowns describing we will be invading Los Angeles, Carson, facility, Torrance, Crenshaw, Inglewood, Pasadena, Compton, Lake, clowns in Compton. Now that's pretty funny.
Right. Yeah.
Clowns in Compton and Pasadena. Pretty damn funny. And Lakewood and Palmdale, etc. Beware. Now, the Pasadena Police
it's
Department
like,
said they
but
are
no,
aware
Halloween.
You know.
And people are now going, yeah, we're not exactly... We're not...
kind of funny.
We're taking this seriously.
It's kind of funny how, you know, you have now have clown sightings, right? Yes, I saw a clown sighting at a circus. I got this. I got that, you know. I saw a clown sighting at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a clown withdrawing money at the ATM. I saw a clown, you know, at a theater enjoying a play. I'd seen a clown. Right in back of me. I had seen a clown behind a tree. I had seen a clown. It eventually turns into a very, very funny Dr. Seuss poem. You know, one fish, one fish, two, three fish, blue fish, one clown, two clown, three clown, blue clown. You know?
What now?
Right.
What?
You know?
It would sound like something Dr. Seuss would say.
Right.
I mean,
one clown, two clown, blue clown, red clown. Cold clown, flu clown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. It is that clown, blue clown, that kind of thing. But yet, they're harmless, or they used to be. How do you update it, right? A sheriff talking about Alabama recently, a 22-year-old and two juveniles after a film high school lockdown in search of where students were threatened to Flomo the clown, according to media accounts. And then in Athens, Georgia, and then in Athens, Georgia, an 11-year-old was arrested for taking a knife to school on Friday because she was frightened by social media reports and other rumors that clowns were preparing to attack the children. Now, I don't know
that's
what you think.
Right,
what do you say to that? I mean...
there's really nothing to say. It's scary. It's not something that you
scary, but like, it's stupid.
It's crazy.
It's stupid.
It is.
I mean,
it is stupid.
You put yourself against clouds. The rain.
I know, it's crazy. It's like, so you're going to protect yourself from clowns that you're trying to protect kids from. Okay, that makes things all well and good. Not so much. So, it's either you kind of have to take it into, you also have to look into it and go, okay, so you're serious. You're really serious about this.
But,
and
you know,
how are you supposed to do this?
You can't be like, yes, I'm going to creep up. Like, imagine a clown who goes, yes, I'm going to creep up. I'm going to look at other children, and I'm going to be out. You know,
yeah, that
and then work. There's, but then there are things like clown courts on that Dick Wolf has created an offshoot of Law and Order called Clown and Order. You know, where clowns are charged for crimes and misdemeanors. You know,
Law and Order Clown Investigative Unit.
Exactly.
Instead of the sound,
you know,
it says,
I can picture
sound. Like, I can feel it. Like, instead of dun dun, it's like, all right.
Right.
You know, the sound horn, like, all right. That was terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You know, and instead of clowns, they're like, yes, it's scary, but come on, people. It's like,
yeah,
the Ghostbusters. What are you doing?
You know what we
mean? Right.
Instead of Ghostbusters,
what?
Clownbusters.
Oh, Clownbusters. That would be great.
What are you going to call?
Mm-hmm.
Clownbusters.
Right, but then it just gives a lot to be desired, you know. How are people who are actually true clowns going to other people, you know?
Actually make money. Or actually make money, too. There's that as well.
Yeah. Are you supposed to tell a professional clown go find a different career because you're scaring children? Or are you supposed to have definitions of I'm a true clown, I'm a horror clown? Or, you know,
right.
Which clowns to stay away from? So, that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, in all honesty.
I don't think the horror clown would actually be there. Just saying. Because of what they actually do. It's a bit much.
I mean,
at that point.
It used to be a joke. I mean, is anything but
again, yeah.
It used to be a joke. It used to be a very funny joke. But now it's plain.
Right.
It's, you know, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I agree.
Really bad. You know, I don't know when we can go back.
I agree. Well,
I mean, could. I don't know when we can go back to actually seeing really, really is Ridley gonna kill?
I agree. I know. But it's almost like, what are we supposed to expect? And what about the circuses, too? That have clowns, that have people.
I mean, there are things
having
like Cirque du Soleil, which is fantastic. But, you know, it's a high price for a ticket. But then there's, like, the Big Apple Circus, which is really, really cool. It's cool. It's not scary. Like, they're trying not, like, circuses scare people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But not just, you're just not clown scary. But when I didn't want to shoot the clown.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't want to bring my phone
right.
to the
mm-hmm.
Yeah. For your entertainment, I'm gonna shoot you.
Right. Right.
But
no.
But anything else? Yeah. You know. They have a purge. I mean, anything else? Now the clowns.
Right.
You know, while killer clown sightings were indicating that they're kids, well, if you're targeting an old windbag, that's not cool. You know, targeting grandma.
Yeah, that's not.
What? Grandmas are going to give you a silent candy? You know, are you going to sneak up? I have candy. I'm a clown. You should trust me. No, not really. Not really.
It's almost like, so just trust me. No, you just know.
It's not in that.
No, I'm good.
It's not in that. But
right.
I can tell you this. I know what I'm going to be doing for Halloween. What are you going to be doing for Halloween? What is everybody around this table going to be doing for Halloween?
I don't know. Red Hood. I honestly don't know. Relaxing.
I'm watching
is,
scary
we don't have
movies.
A show Monday, but we'll be.
I'm definitely watching
be,
scary movies.
I'm just looking. That's good.
I'm definitely going to watch movies.
That's good.
I'm definitely going to be doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you...
I don't know. We said we don't know. Red Hood.
You
so...
Me?
What?
Anything? What's going
on? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
So, I'm looking forward to just relaxing and actually taking time.
Relaxing. I think that's the
chilling
best
out.
Time we had all night. Just relaxing.
Yes.
Just chilling.
I've got to say, I'll possibly be getting out candy. Wait. All relaxed. We'll have to see. Think that.
Red Hood, are you there? Because you're breaking up.
Hey, I thought it was.
So.
I thought it was just me.
So. No, it's not just you.
It's
so I guess on that
here.
Note, we'll bid you a good night.
See you in November.
Roger, we'll have to figure out what. Yeah.
We'll fix those audio problems.
Awesome. Yes. Bye.